With me in the studio is Carson Kipfer with the Lumber Exchange that's being built on the corner of Main Street and Highway 63. It's the kind of the gateway to downtown Hayward. And we just had a groundbreaking that went pretty well for you.
It did, yeah. It was a pretty fun event. I mean, so much work goes in, you know, in the years leading up to this point to just get us to the starting line, essentially. Right. So those, it was great to get, you know, the designers, architects, and the builders, some people from the community here all together just to mark that milestone.
So now the foundation has started, and that's gone pretty quickly. But before we get to that, during the excavation of the old property, you had to go down to a certain point to put new footings in. You made some discoveries, because there were some things there when the Hayward building was there, before the Walker Hotel, and before the Giblin Hotel, there was something very interesting that you found. What was that?
Yeah, so when we started removing the foundation of the most recent building that was there, we just expected that we were going to, you know, dig the basement and the foundation out, and we were going to be good to go. But during that process, got a phone call from the superintendent there, and he was like, Carson, we found a foundation underneath the foundation, and we think it was from the old Walker Hotel and in the Hayward building. And he said there's a bunch of some really great bricks, and we were excited, you know, to find some of those.
Sure.
So it was like, yeah, you know, let's set those aside, let's save them, let's see if we can use them in the new building. And we thought that was the end of it, and a few hours later, I get a call from Nick again, and he says, we found a foundation under the foundation that was under the foundation. And
these are
hand-laid rocks from the structure that was there originally in the late 1890s, the old Pion Hotel that was on that corner before the Giblin, before the Walker, and before the Hayward building. And so that was incredibly exciting to find the original foundation and kind of treat that as an artifact. So again, we reclaimed a bunch of that. We're going to clean up those rocks, and now we're just tossing some ideas around how we can use that in the new building. It'll definitely be there in some
display of it of some sort, historical,
some shape or form, just to pay tribute to that. Pretty cool.
So you've been talking with some organizations, and you have some openings for what you're calling First Light Partners. And talk a little bit about that program and what you're offering.
Yeah, so the idea behind the First Light Partnership program is it really references to early morning, right? When you wake up and it's dark out, and it's that time just before sunrise when there's just so much opportunity for the day.
Yeah.
And that's really the stage that we're in at this project right now is, you know, the foundation is being laid, but there's still a lot more work to do over the next year. And so we're having conversations with organizations in the area who want to be a part of that, a part of, you know, shaping what the Lumber Exchange will be, making sure that in the final design stages here, we're creating a space that's going to work for their use.
Sure.
And so for these organizations to come on, you know, as part of that First Light, and then really impact how the Lumber Exchange takes shape.
Okay. What in general is the timeline, and what are the key points that you're going to be having here in the construction process?
Yeah. So things are going, they're on schedule right now, which is great. We'll take that. So on the heels of the groundbreaking, now it's all about just the foundation work. And so crews have been working there. You know, we've been digging out space for the footings, and that foundation work will continue on. We're expecting it to wrap up right around Labor Day.
Okay.
So over the next few weeks here, that work will be done. And then from there, building's going to start framing. Start to take shape, which will be really exciting. So I think for the next couple months here, as we head into the fall season, people are going to really notice a lot of changes around the site in that structure. And, you know, some of the exterior is going to come out of the ground pretty quick.
Okay. Yeah. And then looking into the spring, I'm assuming looking into the winter months, you're going to start working on the interior.
That's right.
Okay. And then how long will that go? I mean, what are you looking at for spring?
Yeah. So as we go through fall here, the goal is to get the building in such a place that we can begin working inside before cold weather comes.
Or the snow flies. Yeah.
snow starts flying. So that's the goal. And then we'll be working in tandem, both on the interior as well as the exterior brickwork through the winter months. So we'll be setting up some climate controlled kind of shelter for the mason to work through on the exterior. And you'll see that through the winter as well. And yeah, I mean, at that point, it's all about the finishing details as we roll into the spring months.
Okay. And then spring into summer, is there an expected or anticipated grand opening date in 2026? Yeah. Or are we looking at 2027?
Oh, no, it'll be summer of 2026. Okay. So we're keeping that a little bit loose. You know,
oh, yeah.
Just you that kind know. Of the three-month summer range as our target for opening. And right now, with everything we've seen in the schedule in front of us, I'm anticipating we're going to hit that. So, yeah, we're looking forward to welcoming folks in next summer.
Okay. Well, Carson, thanks for coming in and talking with us about the Lumber Exchange and the project that's happening. How can people get a hold of you with like more information, or they'd like to look at the First Light Partnership Program?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can check out the website, lumberexchange.co. Okay. You can visit that. And if you want to send us an email, just send an email to hello@lumberexchange.co.
Very simple.
Very simple.
Thanks, Carson.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Take care.
You too.